I broke the rules. This episode of the 4-minute mark is almost 6 minutes long. I did it for you.
Incoming message.
Have you ever felt like you are just going through the motions of life, simply existing rather than truly living? It is a surprisingly common experience, but not one that we often talk about. We can get so caught up in the demands of work, chores, responsibilities, and other obligations that it is easy to lose touch with that vibrant, energized feeling of being fully alive. Instead, we find ourselves in a state of merely existing, waking up, doing what we have to do, and going to bed, only to repeat the cycle again the next day. The spark seems to have gone out, replaced by a sense of monotony and dullness. We may still be functional and productive, but something essential feels like it's missing. The good news is, it doesn't have to be that way. We can rediscover that zest for life and find ways to truly live again rather than simply exist. So what exactly is the difference between living and existing? Well, existing is more of a passive state. It's going through the motions of daily life without much engagement, without much meaning behind it. It is sleepwalking through life. We exist in the sense that we are physically present and going about our normal routines, but our minds and spirits, we're just not fully participate. Living, on the other hand, is an active, engaged, and vibrant state of being. When we are truly living, we feel a sense of purpose, passion, and connection. We are mentally present and emotionally invested in our experiences. We feel alive, energized, and inspired. Living involves things like having a sense of meaning and purpose in life, pursuing passions and interests that light us up, regularly trying new things and stepping out of our comfort zone, feeling deeply connected to the people and the world around us, experiencing a range of emotions, both positive and negative, feeling a sense of growth, progress, and forward momentum. Existing, in contrast, is more about going through the motions and doing what's expected of us without that vital sense of aliveness. It often looks like feeling bored, apathetic, or indifferent, doing the same things day in and day out without a whole lot of variation, feeling disconnected from our interests, values, and relationships, experiencing a lack of inspiration, creativity, and motivation, feeling stuck in a rut or like we are just passing time, just struggling to feel a true depth of emotion. And while existing may feel easier and more comfortable in the moment, it can come at a heavy cost over time. When we are just existing rather than truly living, we miss out on the richness, meaning, and vibrancy that life has to offer. We may feel a persistent sense of emptiness, restlessness, and dissatisfaction, even if we cannot always pinpoint the reason why. Over the long run, a state of mere existence takes a toll on our mental and emotional well-being. We are more prone to depression, anxiety, and feelings of hopelessness. Our relationships and our connections will suffer as well, since we are not fully present and engaged, and we may find that we are not growing, evolving, or reaching our full potential. Existing rather than living means we are not experiencing the full depth of the human experience. We are limiting ourselves and missing out on so much of what makes life worth living. The good news is, it's never too late to start living again. Even if we've been in a state of existing for a very long time, we can take steps to reignite our sparks and our passion for life. And there are some things that we can do to get us started. One, we can reconnect with our values and our passions. Reflect on what truly matters, what brings a sense of meaning, purpose, and fulfillment to our lives. We can make time to reconnect with those things on a regular basis. Two, step out of your comfort zone. Challenge yourself to try new experiences, learn new skills, or take on new adventures. It doesn't have to be anything drastic. It can be small steps outside of our normal routine that can help us feel more alive. Three, build deep connections. Nurture your relationships with family, friends, and loved ones. Make an effort to be fully present and engaged when spending time with other people. Four, cultivate mindfulness and presence. Practice being fully present and attentive to the here and now, rather than constantly worrying about the past or the future. Five, identify and overcome obstacles. Reflect on what might be holding you back from living more fully, whether it's fear, self-doubt, unhealthy habits, or something else. Work on addressing those obstacles step by step. 6, prioritize self-care. Make sure you are taking good care of your physical, mental, and emotional well-being. Eat nourishing foods, move your body, get enough sleep, and engage in activities that are going to help you recharge. And finally, seek inspiration and learning. Immerse yourself in books, podcasts, art, nature, or other sources of inspiration that are going to make you feel alive and curious about the world. Remember, the journey of truly living, it's deeply personal. What works for me or someone else, that may not resonate for you. The key is to tune in, experiment, and find the approach that helps you feel more vibrant, engaged, and present in your own life. Reigniting that zest for life, it doesn't happen overnight. There are going to be ups and downs, good days, bad days, but with consistent effort and self-care, we can absolutely rediscover that feeling of being truly alive. And that is what we all deserve.